think that in this time we'd have maybe our Rays doing things to make people come to the sport.
Yeah.
Just, there's somebody on the Rays. Listen, if you know baseball, you know he's a Cy Young winner for 2018. Mm-hmm. If you don't,
Blake Snell's the best pitcher in baseball.
Best pitcher in baseball, Cy Young. If you're looking at Blake Snell, he's probably, I would say arguably, like one of our best performers. Okay? He went on Twitch, and he was talking about the shortened season of 82 games. He said, and I quote, "Y'all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut, it's not happening. Because the risk is through the roof. And it's a shorter season and less pay. I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine, okay? And that's just the way it is for me. Like, I'm sorry you guys think differently, but the risk is way the hell higher. And the amount of money I'm making is way lower. Why would I think about doing that? Like, you know, I'm sorry." He later told the Tampa Bay Times that he knew his comments would make him look greedy, but clarified that he was focused on his own safety.
Okay. All right, Blake.
It really don't sound like it was too safety related.
No, it didn't.
When it was like, I needs to get my money.
Yeah.
That don't sound like safety. That sounds like, okay, if we kept your paper the same.
Yeah.
The risk would still be the same.
Would you play?
Would you play then?
Right.
Because he signed, a $10 million deal?
$7 million.
$7 million.
So, he was supposed to make $7 million this season, and he's going to make $3.5 million.
So he's going to make half.
Mm-hmm.
You play half the games, you get half the money.
Yeah, you get half the money. And mind you, pitchers are in a unique scenario, too, because they only pitch every 5 days. So it's not like you're out there playing every single day. Every fifth day, you go out on the mound to do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Other time, you over there in the bullpen just
eating
sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on, dog. I mean, listen, it's a very bad habit to count other people's money.
Yes.
But when they bring it to the forefront and say, look, I got to get my money. If I ain't get my pay, it ain't worth it. You know, it makes it part of the conversation. It is allowing it to be talked about. Now there are some big players like Bryce Harper, like Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, Jose Altuve.
They've all come in and said that they back up what he's saying. Bryce Harper said, you know, somebody had to say it. He said, he ain't lying. He's speaking the truth, bro. He said, I ain't mad at him. Somebody's got to say it. At least he manned up and said it. Good for him. I love Snell. The guy's a beast, one of the best lefties in the game. Arenado said, I think he was being honest, just being real. He said he made a lot of good points. There are some points he made that were true and that were facts. A lot of it gets misperceived.
Mm. Well, here's what I have to say, Blake. You sound like a Mitch right now. I'm sorry you're not going to get paid your full $7 million contract this year while most of Americans are out of a job, been fired, or furloughed. I don't feel sorry for a 27-year-old MLB player who's in perfect health, and that's an athlete and already rich. There's front-of-line workers right now at hospitals or more that are actually risking their lives every single day for these poor victims with the coronavirus. And you're sitting here on Twitch acting like a bitch. And you're bitching about not being fully paid on your contract when you're not even playing all your games. You're playing 82 this season.
I hope this is just a negotiation contract. That's the hard
tactic.
Part. It's like you're playing half the games.
Yeah.
Like 160 games is a lot. You're playing 80.
That's true. Yeah, it should at least be prorated.
It could be a negotiation tactic that he's doing right now, which is fine. I hope he gets paid his extra millions of dollars if that's obviously what he's after. But it's just making him and the Rays look really bad right now. What it comes down to is no one's making you play baseball. If you don't want to go out there because you feel like you're risking your life, then don't go out there. Don't make any money.
And let's be real. This ain't the NFL.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Because it's not a contact sport?
Well, and it's the popularity for Major League Baseball has been waning for a long time.
It has. It has. And I feel bad because there was a time where I knew all the Rays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was all about the guys. I mean, and they used to send us tickets.
Yeah.
We used to go to the games. Like, we would see them at the clubs. Like, they were out and active, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, it's like, I just, you miss it, you know?
Different.
And so, and when you see this, it's like, man, that's working against it. Like, what are people going to say when baseball does come back and they can come support you and they like, oh no, this the dude that was like, nah, give me my money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, I don't think that that's a good feel.
A lot of people are taking pay cuts right now. I know many people personally that
we
have
took pay cuts.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't want to throw that out there.
I'm going to throw it out there. Yeah. Our company hit us and said, hey,
yeah.
all y'all that get paid to do what you do.
Right.
We taking less.
Yes.
Now, this was after our CEO said, I'm taking less.
Correct. Yes.
And I'm going to take double less of what y'all take.
Mm-hmm.
20% off mine, 10% off y'all's. Let's move forward.
People are dealing with it.
Okay. All right, I guess.
And it sucks, but guess what? A lot of people are going through very similar issues right now on a daily basis. Like I said, furloughed, fired, and really risking their lives and getting sick every single day, potentially not paying their bills, feeding their families while making minimum wage, and you sound like an out-of-touch punk who needs to stay off of social
media. Watch your mouth!
I'm just saying.
An out-of-touch punk!
Yeah, that's what it sounds
like. All right, so here's the deal. We had somebody text us and say, wow, great to go on your home team. You got to be 100.
Right.
And when Jameis ate the W and all this other foolishness, we called it out. When he like, oh, look at the numbers, I'm balling. We gave him the business.
Right.
All right, you know why? Because you got to be 100 in this thing. And this dude is our guy.
We've been supportive of him.
Blake Snell is a great player.
Right.
He's a beast. And people are writing. They're like, yo, he is a bitch. Yeah. I took unpaid maternity leave and got furloughed in the same week.
Yes.
That happens when you overpay athletes. Somebody else just added. They're already spoiled, and then they want more. This is just greedy in this time. This is public opinion here of the people who you're trying to put the butts in the seats at some point when we can get back to normalcy. In baseball, they are more than 6 feet apart from each other, and he pitches.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the mound by himself.
Right.
Well, the clubhouse is a different thing. The dugout is a whole different
scenario. And they're going to have all that, you know,
distance.
They're
going to
have
sure.
all that addressed because they won't have a crowd. Maybe they'll take him out of the dugout and put him down the baseline to get players there, however they do it. But if you have all of the players who are tested before they come into the park, kind of like what UFC did, made sure everybody, all the participants were tested. Anybody who can't, you know, with a fever that's high or some kind of symptoms is not going to be allowed to be in there. Listen, I'm not saying it's easy because I'm one who ain't running around in restaurants and at barbershops and anything. I'm in there looking like I'm.
But you're also not saying like inappropriate things like this in my mind.
But I'm saying I get his caution.
Yeah.
Caution. If he said, hey, I'm not sure about playing because of the caution.
That's different.
Fine. But he made it about the money.
The money.
The initial comment is about the money.
Right.
So that's why I'm asking you guys who literally are the support system for the Rays, whether they shine or they're at the bottom, these are the people who are the fans. So we got Richie on the phone. Hey, Richie.
Hey, what's up?
Man, when you hear Blake say that, what goes through your mind?
Man, I think, you know, everybody in 2020 has taken a loss. You know what I mean? And whether it be from small, whether it be from a family member you lost because of corona. So he need to sit down and go ahead and take this L.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. To say I deserve to get all that is due to me when everybody else is losing so much sounds terrible.
Yes, it does. Doesn't sound good for him or the organization.
You don't bite the hand that feeds you. You know what I'm saying? Your fans. You need your fans.
Yeah.
So, it's a good look to just shut up, sit down, and be quiet.
Yes. Stay off socials, and you sound like a brat.
Appreciate that, Richie. Let's see David's on the phone. Hey, David, what's good?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. You hear this foolishness? What do you think?
I heard this foolishness my whole life. Baseball players are the most dramatic, most whiniest athletes, if you can call them that. Their sport's not that entertaining, even though it's America's, quote, pastime. And this guy is 27 years old. I'm 25. I'm not making $3.5 million to do what I love. I'm not even making $100,000 to do what I love. And this guy's complaining about making $3.5 million in a year.
And mathematically it makes sense, David, because if you're making seven for 162 games and you're only playing 82, they're going to pay you half.
Exactly.
Like, that's crazy.
I mean, if I get paid for two jobs in a day, but I only have one on the schedule, I only get paid for one job a day. I'm not going to complain because I'm not getting paid for that second job. That's not
correct.
That's not business.
Right.
It don't work.
It just,
but hey, if he's going to make $7 million, he can pay my student loans for me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, for real. I mean, he better come up with something, because in the popularity poll, he got to come up with something creative.
Yes.
Like, you see stars given. You see
Tom
Brady busts a couple checks. And I mean, I get Brady money is much different than your money, and you ain't supposed to be counting other people's money. But I will say, he's been in his pockets.
Giving him away meals.
Him and Giselle, their whole foundation, they gave in a few times for medical responders, mm-hmm. Providers. He did the all-in challenge as well, which raked in $800,000 to be able to hang with him on the first game. Like, that kid paid $800,000 to get that.
Giving back.
So, I mean, like, he's already ahead of Snell, and Snell's been here for some seasons.
Yes.
Yep.
Like, as far as the community is concerned.
Well, we have a text. It's at the 941. It says, I'm a big Rays fan here. Snell is out of line. He's still young at heart. He's worried about himself and his bag. If he was older and more mature, he'd see it's not just about him. Look at what the world is going through.
That's true. Exactly. I mean, we all get our lessons, you know. But, I mean, what do you do in a big homie situation? You see somebody who's young, scrap, that's doing something dumb. You pull them aside and you're like, yo, dude.
Yep.
Watch your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right, popularity, dog. People gonna pull up on you. Like, you might get all seven, but they'll take it from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, Darren's on the phone. You see both sides. Tell us what you're seeing.
I do see both sides, because I just support my race as much as I can. And they do the same thing for us. But at the same time, these guys are playing for a check. They signed this contract saying, I will play if you pay me this much. Now, granted, Davi's right. He's only pitching a couple games out of this whole season. The season's being cut. So if his salary's cut, and he's still only playing percentage of those games, he should be happy. And like I said, I see both sides, and I see exactly what Meredith's talking about. There's people out here barely making it by. Their salaries got cut, not making any money at all. It's hard for everybody. You want to support your team, support your city, go ahead and play ball, do what you're supposed to do. Now, if you do get this money, we will be watching. So if you do not perform, we will know about it, and we will know what you said about this money.
Yeah.
If you don't perform, we're going to have a problem.
Your ERA get a challenge. Everybody gonna be talking about the fact you got your money.
All right,
Darren,
right there in them box seats watching too.
Darren, here you go. Here's the question: if you're Blake Snell's agent and he calls you and says, "D, I ain't playing if I don't get all my money," what's the first thing you would say to your client?
Suck it up.
You go.
Suck it up. You in front of millions of people, and then not only that, but kids. What are you setting this up for the kids? Oh, if I don't get paid, I don't got to work. We already got it bad enough as it is. The kids want to sit home and play games, but now you want to tell them, hey, if I don't get paid what I want to, I don't got to work. That's not a good example you're setting, and you're in that spotlight to make an impression on these kids, and you're not doing that right now.
There you go.
That's true. That's another facts right there. Appreciate it, bro. Yes. That's facts. Like, you could learn something from this. And the kid aspect is crazy. Like, imagine your kid. You're like, hey, because you're homeschooling and you're not, you know, running around and with the schedule and everything, I'm going to pay you less allowance.
Right.
Because, you know, you're not doing much, because mm-hmm. we're stuck here at the house and everything else. And the kid's like, like Blake Snell.
How dare you?
Mama, pay me my money. Either you pay me my money or I ain't doing nothing.
Right.
Boy, if you don't take your little ass upstairs, your little punk ass, if you don't.
Right.
Like, you would go. But this is the lesson that he's teaching the little shorties who like, yo, I want to be like Blake Snell. I want to be a Cy Young winner. I want to be the best lefty on the team. Mm-hmm. Or better yet, in the AL East. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But, you know, in his defense, once you do get to that level and you are the absolute best in the world at what you do, which he is. He's one of the top pitchers in the whole entire world. You have leverage to demand things that a normal, regular person can't demand.
But I will say that there are players like your Tom Brady's, like your Michael Jordan's, like people who have restructured their deals for the team.
Right. And you know what? I feel like that is almost becoming a thing of the past, because if you look at, I was surprised by how many of the top tier Major League Baseball players agreed with him. You mentioned Bryce Harper. If you don't know, Bryce Harper is one
of
the best.
Bryce Harper makes $330 million.
And he's like
13-year deal, $330 million.
Because they're missing out on all that money.
And guess what? He probably ain't going to get all his $330 million.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna get all that 330. 330 is for 13 years.
Uh-huh.
But one of them years gonna be a little suspect.
Well, all these other players are agreeing with him on online and socials and stuff like that. But us regular people that are just out here working and trying to make a living, whether we're making minimum wage, we just don't understand where you're coming from.
I think it's tough to compare a professional Major League Baseball player with
regular
people.
That's why you keep it to yourself.
But you keep it relative to the numbers. Like, it's like, all right, we don't understand millions like that. But it's a bigger conversation if you're only making $50,000. If you're only making $50,000, then they tell you, well, we're going to pay you half because you're only working half the time.
Right.
That's $25,000 hell of a hit. That's a much, much bigger, much more egregious kind of move if you're a person like that. You making $3.5 million. So what? So your summer home got to get less lights.
Let me ask you this. Like, so what? Does that person who had a $50,000 salary and is now making $25K for half of the work, do they have a right to complain and not go to work?
If they don't want to go to work, I mean, that's everybody's right.
In a position where people are happy that they got jobs still, and there may be some way to come out on the other side whole. Like when they took our money, they were like, listen, you know, we're going to just do this for a quarter and then we'll readdress it in a quarter. And we like, and all of us started whispering to each other like, I don't know who the hell they think they are. They just going to tell us we got contracts.
We have contracts just like this guy does.
You can't change a contract.
Right.
And then we were all talking about, man, I don't know if we're going to answer. But then they emailed us and said, hey, you have to sign. And we all discussed it. And we was like, it's a quarter. It ain't the whole 10 because it's just 3 months.
Right.
We all had to have these conversations with each other. We didn't count each other's money. We didn't make each other do it. But we talked about it, and that's, I think, what players need to do is say, yo, dude, like, you, for the whole look, you probably need to realize that how this looks to you. We're trying to get fans, not lose fans.
I get that, would be appreciated,
but
it
had to be a discussion. We all weren't immediately on board, and I think for a lot of people, it could have gone either way. And I think this is a similar scenario where it could have gone either way, but he just decided to go left with it.
Yeah, on Twitch.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Don't do that.
I don't like
it
that.
Didn't look good. Doesn't look good now.
I think if you're making millions out there, that's a blessing. And if you still making millions after a year like this, that's so nasty, bless it.
Be grateful.
Be grateful for what you got. Because you could have not. They could have canceled the whole season and you ain't make nothing.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Do you want that 3.5? Because you don't want that 3.5 sit out. Because I'm sure the Rays, the way they need money,
yeah,
I'm sure they would love
for you to
stay home and just keep all of this money. I'm just telling you right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.